From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. We all know that exercise is good for your health, but some kinds of exercise may be better than others. Running, for example, may help to protect against heart disease and other health problems. Running may also help you live longer. Researchers say it is not important how far you run. It also does not matter how fast or even how often you run. As advertisements for the running shoe Nike say, just do it. Recently, researchers studied more than 55,000 adults. About one-fourth of the adults reported running regularly. The study found these runners were considerably less likely than non-runners to die of any form of disease, including heart disease. In fact, the runners lived, on average, 3 years longer than the non-runners. This study lasted 15 years. During that time, more than 3,400 of the individuals died. About 1,200 of the deaths were linked to heart disease, a heart attack, or stroke. One of the researchers is a man named D.C. Lee. He is an assistant professor of kinesiology, or the science of movement, at Iowa State University. Compared to non-runners, he says, runners showed a much lower risk of dying from some diseases.
Compared to non-runners, runners showed a 30% lower risk of death by any causes, including heart attack, stroke, or cancer. Also, runners, compared to non-runners, showed 45% lower risk of death by cardiovascular disease, including heart attack and stroke.
D.C. Lee and the other researchers found that speed, distance, and how often one runs made little difference in reducing the risk of death. The runners in the study averaged between 10 and 16 kilometers per hour. Mr. Lee says slower runners and those who only ran once or twice a week were helped nearly as much as those who ran faster and further.
And also we look at the running over time, and we found that persistent runners over, I think, 6 years, they showed the biggest benefits as well.
To stay healthy, doctors suggest that adults up to age 65 do 150 minutes of moderate exercise every week. They say these individuals need 75 minutes of vigorous exercise, like running, every week for good health. The researchers note that their study was based on the participants answering questions over the years. The study lacked complete information on what these men and women ate and other facts about their lifestyles. Researchers say this missing information could have affected the results. Still, they hope their findings will motivate healthy adults to start running a bit down the road to a longer life. Running may be good exercise, but it can be difficult on the body. Here are 5 commonly shared ideas among fitness experts to reduce the risk of injury for people new to running or jogging. Number 1. Take it easy. Do not run too much, too soon, or too fast. Most people get running injuries when they push themselves too hard. The body needs time to get used to increases in distance or speed. Muscles and joints need time to recover. Number 2, listen to your body. Most running injuries do not come out of the blue. Usually, there are warning signs. They may include body aches, sore muscles, and pain that does not go away. Number 3. Get good running shoes. There is no single best shoe for every runner. You should find the shoes that offer the best fit and support for your feet. More importantly, you should replace your shoes every 500 to 800 kilometers. Number 4. Take good notes. Take time after each run to write down notes about what you did and how you felt. Look for patterns, things that happen over and over again. For example, you may find that your knees ache when you run on consecutive or back-to-back days. But perhaps you feel great when you rest in between running days. These notes will help you identify the best workout for you. Number 5. Cross-train. As we said earlier, running is hard on the body. So physical fitness experts suggest some form of cross-training to improve muscle balance and to help you stay injury-free. They say swimming, yoga, and riding a bicycle are good exercises to combine with running. These exercises are easier on the body. I'm Ana Mateo. Are you a runner? Share your thoughts and running tips in the comments section. And now for words in this story. Regularly, adverb. At the same time, every day, week, month, etc. On a regular basis. Kinesiology, noun. The study of the mechanics of body movements. Moderate, adjective. Average in size or amount, neither too much nor too little. Vigorous, adjective, done with great force and energy. Out of the blue, idiom, without warning, unexpectedly. Consecutive, adjective, following one after the other in a series, following each other without interruption. Workout, noun, a period of physical exercise that you do in order to improve your fitness, ability, or performance. Fitness, noun, the quality or state of being fit or in good shape.